All right, welcome back, all you listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where I've recruited a couple water experts to come in and talk water education this particular hour, based primarily upon an article that was in the Arizona Republic concerning the carcinogen that has been found in the public water system that's actually being supplied to your house. So we're talking about water treatment. And if you want to join the conversation, feel free to dial 1-888-767-4348 or text 411-923. And Jennifer will be able to read us the text, and she's here with me. And we've got Miss Stephanie Acuna in the broadcast flagship station headquarters up at KTAR, so you can call the toll-free number and talk to Miss Stephanie. Bree's filling in for Mike Reesh, who's on vacation. Romy's up in Williams getting the start of the junior rodeo season started. So it's Jennifer and I. Jennifer, we're doing a pretty good job so far.
Don't say that out loud.
I don't think I've missed a break yet. I haven't pushed one wrong button.
Well, that's probably thanks to Bree whispering in our headset.
This is like the old days before Romy joined us. I had a hard time figuring out how to connect everything and remembering it. But I guess we're actively connected and people are hearing us. And if you'd like to join, again, it's 1-888-767-4348. Jack Eversole from Kinetico and Tucson, and Mike Maddox, general manager of Kinetico statewide. We appreciate you guys joining us. We were talking about levels of water treatment.
Yes.
Okay, you can, I have friends that live in the White Mountains on well water, heavy sulfuric bacteria, and they haven't invested in any water treatment equipment. They just fill the water out of the faucet into pitchers and just leave them up on the counter and let them aerate for 24 hours. Then they put them in the refrigerator, and it gets rid of all, it off-gasses all that horrible sulfur. It doesn't help you when you go in there, shower, and take a shower. Sometimes you actually get out of the shower smelling worse than when you went in the shower.
The rotten egg smell.
Rotten egg smell, absolutely. So most of the White Mountains does have very good water, but their particular well has a heavy, heavy sulfur presence in it. And there's all kind of ways to treat it. They treat it simply by off-gassing. You can treat it by oxidizing it and stirring it. You can treat it with activated carbon charcoal just to remove the chlorine for drinking and improve the taste. Pretty simple to do.
We also have that sulfur guard that we offer through Kinetico that'll eliminate that before it gets into the house.
Nice. What's the next level of treatment? Activated carbon charcoal.
Exactly. It's purification. That's through reverse osmosis. Look, there's three ways to purify water. Four if you've been in the military.
Okay.
You can boil water, you can distill water, which uses a lot of water to make 1 gallon of water, and it takes all the vital minerals out of the water that we need. Or you can use reverse osmosis. Now, when Jack went to basic training in 1977, they gave us these little white pills that we got lost in that.
Yeah.
Found a creek out there in San Antonio. We could drop the little white pills in there. I think it was all mind over matter, and thank God I never had to use it.
Yeah.
But reverse osmosis. We have our K5 drinking water station from Kinetico, rated number one in Consumer Report. We'll remove up to 99.99999% of impurities in the water, bacteria, viruses, protozoa, crypto, Gerardia, anything you may be concerned
C6.
About. C6.
E. coli?
97.5% rejection on C6.
Yes.
Chromium 6.
So the reverse osmosis, and I want to explain it to people, is a series of very, very fine screens, filters, nano filtration. I mean, it's so tight that as the water's passing through it, those filter screens actually get clogged up.
That's correct. Now, the difference between what we offer and what most other people offer out there and why we got rated number one in Consumer Report is that everybody else uses untreated water to clean the membranes or don't clean the membranes at all. And if you read the manuals, the owner's manuals, it tells you to take your storage tank out 2 to 3 times a year and dump and sanitize it. Rosie, you want to take a guess what percentage of people in reality will do that?
Zero.
Exactly. Now, the benefit with going with the Kinetico system is when the unit produces 3 gallons of purified water, it actually back flushes the membrane with its own purified water, cleans it, and then flushes those impurities down the drain. So no raw minerals can escape and get back in the storage tank. The customer doesn't worry about dumping the storage tank, and they get a 10-year warranty, the highest in the industry, on that membrane.
And it's like backwashing your pool.
Yes.
You're simply redirecting the water the opposite direction to take the buildup on the inflow positive pressure side of the filter and just washing it back out. It goes out the out drain and drains into your...
Good water goes into the holding tank. The bad water goes down the drain.
And you need to recharge that RO. The system does it automatically, but it needs to be recharged how often?
It does it by itself automatically. Now, a lot of the competitors, and this is the question I get from a lot of consumers, is I hear reverse osmosis waste a lot of water going down the drain.
Right.
True for competitors, up to 6 to 8 gallons of water going down the drain for every 1 gallon of purified water. Kinetico rated at 1.75 gallons per 1 gallon of water.
Yeah, that in many systems is the equivalent of flushing a toilet an extra time or two every time you want a gallon of fresh water.
Correct.
You're sending that much water straight down the waistline.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so we've got the activated carbon charcoal that's really just going to remove the chlorine. Mm-hmm. That's basically what it does. Then we RO treat it, and the RO system is set up with a filter system that takes it through the activated carbon. So it's being treated that way, then sent through the RO filters. So now we've got the chlorine out. What else have we taken out? Have we left it? Is there anything that we need to leave in water?
I would say we don't take 100% of everything out unless you go to distilled water. Kinetico is going to take all the impurities out that we don't need for our bodies. I tell people the most important plumbing in the home is what goes in our bodies. So, no, I'm going to say the things we're taking out is what we take out. About 10% of the minerals come in through the water, and you can replace those with other drinks or fruits or canned goods and everything else that comes out of our drinking water system.
Vitamins.
Yeah.
I do have a text question.
Yeah.
And maybe you've kind of already said this, but she just wants to know, is there a product that can filter out bacteria? Is that one of the things that comes out?
Yes, and Kinetico is certified for 99.999%. Viruses, rotavirus, SARS, if it was in the water, would be extracted through a Kinetico.
You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about, without sensationalizing it and without making anybody panic, that there are regulatory agencies throughout the country now that are beginning to talk about this thing called final barrier. And I believe it's kind of becoming to the forefront right now. It's kind of been an underlying topic that really I think a lot of these agencies wish don't come to the surface. Mm-hmm. But the issue in Flint, Michigan has really kind of forced it to the top. Do we, as consumers, need to have our final barrier of protection at our home to absolutely know the quality of water we're drinking is safe and healthy?
Look, like when I go in, when I'm in customers' houses, I say the city of Tucson does an awesome job for what they're available to do. They give you a good product. You, the consumer, have the availability, the opportunity to take it a step further for your particular needs. And that's what we go through. We test the water. We do a plumbing analysis, and we go through a very long, well, it's not a long process, about a half hour, 40 minutes, through an iPad and show them exactly what our Kinetico systems can offer to make the difference and what their needs are.
I believe on this subject that it's up to the consumer. You're going to buy a bottle of water in the store. How do you know that bottle of water is clean and filtered correctly?
Good question. I always wondered that myself.
Haven't a couple of them been busted?
They have. Absolutely. And you know what? Everybody does the best they can, but at least if you have your own system, you know you're changing your own filters, you know you're working your the hardness coming out of your house, you know your home is protected. And it's so important, folks, this is your investment. Take care of your investments.
Okay. So we've got the steps again. Activated carbon charcoal. Then we've got the RO. Now we've got safe water at that point that's dechlorinated. Right. What if we want to take it to that next level and get it softened?
To get it softened, there's an ion exchange, and you've got to use salt or potassium. Magnets aren't going to do it. Running wires around the plumbing, as we said, and firing electricity, low voltage, will not do it. You've got to use an ion exchange, whether it be salt or potassium. We use the least amount. We don't use any electricity with our products. They run strictly on kinetic energy, water pressure. But your water bill only uses 7 gallons of water to regenerate, so it's a very, very green appliance.
I do have a question, a text as well. Is there one? Well, it's actually Stan from Rio Rico called. He wants to know, is there a difference in the type of salt that you can buy for those softeners?
No, you can use any kind of salt that you want. You can use the coarse or the pellets. And I would say, 80-90% of our customers all use the pellets they get at the grocery store.
Seem to last a little bit longer, the pellets.
Yes.
As
cleaner.
Okay. Now, you can use the
potassium.
The potassium, too, right? Now, what drives that decision?
I would say 99% of all of our customers use sodium. Nobody uses potassium anymore.
Okay.
Number one, the big question is for consumers, I'm afraid of drinking soft water because I'm taking all this extra salt in my body. It's a misnomer. If you take a liter container from the sink and you add a water softener, it doesn't even have to be a Kinetico, but we hope it is. But if you fill up that container liter and drink it down, you consumed 180 milligrams. Slice of white bread, tablespoon of peanut butter, 8-ounce glass of milk.
Cap full
of
ketchup.
It's a very, 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 very small amount. But once again, the drinking water system we offer will eliminate that down to zero.
Yeah, if we take the water softener and send it through an RO, then you've eliminated all that.
That is correct.
You don't have to worry about it anyway.
That's right.
Also, people got to realize that there's sodium chloride, which is salt. Guess what potassium is? Potassium chloride. They're both salts.
Yeah.
Lower grade of salt is the potassium.
Yeah, when you start comparing your salt ingestion through a water softener by talking about a single slice of white bread, you know how much sodium is in a soda pop?
Exactly.
No, I know. It's quite high.
Like 10 times that amount. So
exactly.
You know, if you want to talk to me about eliminating salt from your diet, you better eliminate a whole lot of things. The water you're drinking at your house probably doesn't need to be at the top of the list. That's a scare tactic that drives me nuts.
And to go back to the gentleman in Rio Rico, thank you, potassium doesn't like temperature fluctuations as well. It crystallizes and hardens easier than sodium does, and you end up with a big block. And so another disadvantage with potassium is that it's about 5 times more expensive than sodium is.
Wow.
And it does exactly the same thing.
Exactly.
Okay. What are some of the other advantages of now that we've treated the water and we softened it? What are the other advantages on our skin, on our clothes, on our appliances?
The water heater. It's going to save on your energy bill. I would say $4 to $6 a month. And you're not having all the calcification in the bottom of your water heater because every time it heats up, it has to heat up the rock before it heats up the water.
Do we tell people to pay a little bit more attention to the anode rod once we put a water softener on the system?
On electric versus non-electric, I would say with electric, yeah. You can pop those out.
Just check them a little bit more regularly because it's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's designed to do.
Right.
So, and an anode rod is fairly easy to replace and is only a couple bucks. I mean, you can replace one for under $20 for sure.
I'd like to add one more thing on the water softener side. You're saving...
Hold that thought for 1 minute because we're going to take a break. We'll be coming back with Mike Maddox, General Manager of Kinetico Home Water Systems.